Today, over a million cigarette stores coast to coast are featuring Chesterfields, the only cigarette to name its ingredients, the cigarette that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with a milder one.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield and do it
today.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears, and Bing's guests, Miss Kay Starr and the Bell Sisters. And now, folks, we bring you a gentleman who has just returned from the desert in Palm Springs, where he's been photographing the wildflowers and hiding from television, Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Ken, you ought to get down there. I'm telling you, the desert is really gorgeous now. Just hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of wildflowers and all in bloom.
Oh, really colorful, huh?
Oh, the desert was so beautiful, I didn't look at my Marilyn Monroe calendar all week. Oh.
Bing, where did you get a Marilyn Monroe calendar?
I won it from Bob Hope in the golf game. Oh, how he sobbed when he parted with the calendar.
Broke right down and cried.
Yeah.
Bob sobs when he parts with money, too, doesn't he?
I've never seen him part with any. Very few people have. I'm telling you, when that boy takes a dollar bill out of his wallet, he has to soak it in chlorophyll overnight to bring back the green color. The longest joke I've ever seen to get so little.
Bing, if I may pry into your affairs, what brings you back to town?
Well, I came to town to make a movie. Mm-hmm. Picture titled The Road to Ballet, and Dorothy L'Amour is the leading lady.
Road to Ballet, huh? Oh, Bob Hope's going to be in it too, huh?
Well, he's scheduled to be in it, but he's holding out.
What do you mean?
Wants his calendar back.
I see.
Ken, we've got to get to the music, of which we have quite an abundance tonight. We're opening with a new cowboy lament, recently disced for Decca. This one's entitled, Don't Ever Be Afraid to Go Home.
Don't ever be afraid to go home. Don't ever be afraid to go home. When you hitched your wagon to a fast fallen star, and the last string is broken on your lovesick guitar. Whatever you're doing and wherever you are, don't ever be afraid. Don't ever be afraid to go home. I used to be afraid to go home. But one day I was made to go home. Now I was almost certain they would lock the door on me, 'cause I'm the sour apple on my whole family tree. But folks who really love me made me welcome as could be. Don't ever be afraid. Don't ever be afraid. Don't ever be afraid to go home.
Our cards are on the table. Chesterfield is first to name its ingredients, because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke.
Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by pure, costly moistening agents, entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best that money can buy. Remember, the world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, the best cigarette paper that money can buy, nothing else.
Only Chesterfield names its ingredients, and they give you the best possible smoke. A smoke that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields. They satisfy millions. Folks, we got all top tunes tonight. Here's another song that's up in the first five or six, I think, nationally. It's a little song of frustration called Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is dedicated to everybody in Pittsburgh, all our friends out there, and in nearby Sewickley.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I walked up and down neath the clock. By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money, 'cause a whirl round the town was her dream. I took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
If you should run into our golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she will tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I just got to get five or ten. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with my angel again. Gotta be with my angel again.
I think it would really be a crying shame to let this opportunity for a parody on this song elude us. We ought to have something about our Pittsburgh Pirates. So here's a little lyric regarding things to come concerning this long-embattled ball club.
There's a ball team in the cellar in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but we'll soon put them back in the race. We'll have Lindsay playing shortstop, and Dennis out in center field, Crosby's all over the place. And Everett will be the umpire, you see, for he combines business with fun. He'll save all the bottles the fans throw at him, and he'll get 2 cents back on each one. We'll put Phillip out in right field, and Gary's in the pitcher's box. They'll be there, the whole family. Brother Larry's playing left field, while Robert covers second base, and selling the hot dogs is me.
Call out, folks, if you want a hot dog. Call out here, folks, a loaf of bread, a pound of meat, and all the mustard you can eat.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, PA.
Folks, I'd like you to meet the very popular Victor recording artist. This is a great vocal duo whose recording of Bermuda is one of the year's biggest hits. The Bell Sisters. Girls.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby.
Folks, this is Cynthia here on my right. She's age 16. The young lady standing on the box there is Kay, age 12. Just think of that. Age 12.
Oh, it's nothing.
You're so right. What's new with you kids? Anything?
Well, Mr. Crosby, we're doing a television show with Bob Hope next Saturday night in San Francisco.
What a grim prospect. I can but wish you good luck, girls. And remember, television involves a camera, so don't let Hope stand in front of you or you'll end up as a sound effect. What are you going to do for us tonight, and what are you going to sing?
Oh, we have a recording out of an old number entitled Boo-Hoo.
Boo-Hoo.
Could we sing that?
This is the Johnny Ray influence, Cry Boo-Hoo.
No.
It's an oldie, isn't it? Sounds riotous. You take over, girls.
Boo-Hoo, you've got me crying for you. And as I sit here and die, say I can't believe it's true. Boo-Hoo. I'll tell my mama on you. The little game that you play has made her baby oh so blue. You left me in the lurch. You left me waiting there at the church. For you. Someday you feel like I do, and you'll be boo-hooing too.
Cutie. Say, what do you say we cut up something together? Would you mind?
Well, do you know Poor Whippoorwill?
Poor Whippoorwill? Oh, you mean the number we rehearsed all afternoon, huh?
Yes, that's the one. Do you know it?
I think this child will hold her on with Hope all right. I'll try it. Let's go, kids. You start it.
Got no lover to sit on his knee, and I got no darling, and lonesome are we.
Poor Whippoorwill, we're both up a tree. Move over, and make room for me. Poor Whippoorwill, how blue can we be? Move over, and make room for me.
I have a sweetheart, sweet as could be. Last night he said he'd go walking with me. True, he went walking, but with someone new. And that's why I'm lonesome and feeling like you.
Poor Whippoorwill, we're both
up a tree. Move over, move over, and make room for me. Poor whippoorwill, how blue can we be? Move over, move over, and make room for me.
They're delightful. Delightful young ladies. They certainly are. And thanks a lot, kids. Now I get along here with an old song that's enjoying a bit of a revival. At least it is with me. It's called After You've Gone. We've got Buddy Cole that's going to be outstanding on the piano.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, and you'll feel so sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone, left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue, and you're gonna feel so sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, and you want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away, so far away. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
That is delightful, Buddy, and thanks a lot. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present one of our top vocalists, one of the top singers in this popular musical business. Very charming young lady, the pride of Dougherty, Oklahoma, Miss Kay Starr.
Thank you very, very much, Bing, but that's Dougherty, Oklahoma.
Dougherty, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where is that? Is that down near Moccasin Bend, or is that a little just near Turkey
Yeah,
Ford?
That's about 4 miles past Deal Creek.
Well, we're localizing. It's Dougherty.
That's right.
Okay. What's your solo for this evening, Kay?
Well, I thought I might do Wheel of Fortune.
Good. You got the big record out on that one, all right,
Yeah,
Kay.
I really got a break on that one. It's being played a lot by the disc jockeys, but this is the first time I've ever sung this Wheel of Fortune in person.
Well, that's this show for you. Nothing but famous firsts. Spin that wheel, John Scott. I'm going to find with me a baby dog.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune, go spinning up. Arrow point my way. We'll
Yeah, you've got yourself a classic delivery there, that song. Something I don't think music fans are ever going to forget. You'll be stuck with that till you're about 65 or 70.
I don't mind being stuck with that.
Say, how about an encore?
All right. You know, Bing, there's a song that I recorded a while back, and I honestly, I always wanted to sing it with you.
No, you're kidding. What song is that? What's that?
It's a number called I'll Never Be Free. I did it as a duet with Tennessee Ernie. Did you ever hear?
Well, I'm going to get old Ernie's part, huh?
I mean, that thing. You got to get it.
Oh, they'll just call me Elko Elmer.
Each time I hold somebody new, my arms go cold. For you,
no one can take your place,
darling, in my embrace.
I'll never be free. And when my lips burn with desire, no other kiss will stop the fire.
Can satisfy
this longing in me.
I'll never be free from your smile so tender and that sweet surrender in your eyes.
How can I be free when I still remember how you could thrill me with a sigh,
just like a chain bound to my heart. Your love remains when we're apart.
Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
And so I'll never be free. I'll never be free.
Well, you can't beat the old lullabies, can you? Be a 5-minute low while we put the cornet player's teeth back in. Yeah. Say, folks, here's why you ought to change to Chesterfield today. Chesterfields are milder, much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, sir, you get no unpleasant aftertaste from your Chesterfield because there's nothing unpleasant in your Chesterfield.
We use only the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, cigarette paper of the highest purity, nothing else.
Yes, only Chesterfield names its ingredients. Research tells you that these are the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
Chesterfield Research Laboratories are the best in the business. Our chemists work with outside independent consultants, including scientists from leading universities.
And don't forget, folks, that Chesterfield has the newest and most modern of cigarette factories. So figure it out for yourself. The best factories, the best research, the best ingredients, all this to make Chesterfield the best possible smoke. Ask your dealer for Chesterfield today.
Go, 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 go!
Go down to your dealer's, hurry, run, and ask him for the milder one, much milder with a better taste. And no unpleasant aftertaste. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Go ahead, John.
Thank you.
to her, please, Mr. Sun. Speak to her, Mr. Rainbow, and take her under your branches, Mr. Tree. Whisper to her, Mr. Wind. Sing to her, Mr. Robin, and Mrs. Moonlight, put in a word for me. Tell her how I feel. It shouldn't end this way. Since you are all her friends, she's gonna listen to whatever you have to say. Babble to her, Mr. Brook. Kiss her for me, Miss Raindrop, and watch to see they all do. Please, Mr. Sun.
K-Star and to the Bell Sisters for joining us this evening. That about gets it for tonight, but we hope to see you again next week. Meanwhile, remember, friends, Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Sound off for Chesterfield. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today.
Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Donald O'Connor. Remember, friends, to make our economic system produce better for defense, all Americans must work together. The better we produce, the stronger we grow.